Welcome to the Accountability Mentorship Podcast, hosted by Michael W. L. Fields. We thank you for joining us on this life-changing journey.
Hi, and welcome to Accountability and Mentorship. I am your host, Michael Fields. I hope y'all are having a great day. And if you haven't already done so, please like and subscribe to this podcast. And if you know anybody else that might like this podcast, please share this podcast. We only grow from you guys sharing what you like. And so today I want to talk about, today is my 50th podcast. So I wanted to do something special. I wanted to do something that put some worthwhile in your life, put some value in your life. And to this subject was most important to me, because I've had a few clients now that have had this, you know, question put on themselves. And that is, what is your worth, right? And what I mean by that is, there's a lot of people in this world that just don't know what their true worth is, okay? We settle for a price that makes us feel okay, like we're whatever job that we're gonna pick, we're going to pick it because it's going to get us by and put money in our pockets, right? And we're raised to believe that to be successful, we have to work for a company and we have to spend our lives, 20, 30 years, getting to the point where we want to be financially and be stable. So we settle for a salary or a job that's going to get us by, right? We settle for, we look for a job that pays the most, so we don't really truly get into our niche that we want to. We pretty much put our dreams aside just to pick something that's going to provide for our family, right? So we're put on this earth for a separate reason, and I hope you guys know that. You know, we're not put on this earth just to live and die. That's, you know, we're here to change people's lives. We're put on this world, this earth, to push outside of our comfort zones and change other people's lives for the better. So we let our worth be determined by a price given to us, right? We let our worth, our salary, decide what we're worth, because we spend half of our life or whatever portion of our life working towards an end goal that is promised, right? So a retirement or something like that. If we're working a minimum, so let's just think about this. If you're working a minimum wage job, let's say $15 an hour, right? Do you feel like your worth is more than that? And if not, then okay. If you feel like you're worth $15 an hour, that's fine. It's not a big deal, you know? But if you're not worth, you think you're worth more than $15 an hour, you're worth more than making $40,000 a year, why do you think you're worth more than that, right? Need you to ask yourself that question. Because you, than anyone, knows you better than anyone, right? So we settle for that price. We settle for a price just to get by, you know. Obviously we always strive to get better, you know, we always strive to get to that next pay raise. But when we first start working, we settle. We try to just get a job to get a job. We don't go after our true dreams and goals. But you know dang well that you're worth more than that, right? So I want to go over a few steps today. And this isn't going to be perfect. I mean, this is not just a whim kind of deal, like off the wall kind of deal. You can't just quit your job. You need to do what you need to do to survive, obviously. But this is going to help you transition in from working your regular 9-to-5 and finding a job that's through your passion or purpose, something that's going to support your life, something that's going to help you change other people's lives around you for the better. Okay. So number one, what I want you to do is I want you to figure out a price, a monthly income that you want to accomplish. And what this is this means that what is your price comfortably to live, right? I want you to find that out. That means, like, if you like traveling, that means right now you can spend the money and go travel, okay? That means that no matter what, if you had to buy anything, you can just buy anything, okay? So if that is whatever income that is, write it down, figure it out. So if it costs you, you want to have a boat and an RV and all this stuff, and you want to be able to travel, how much money do you think that's going to take monthly to be happy? And not necessarily happy, but more, I guess, comfortable, you would say. Because obviously you don't need to be happy to be to have money to be happy, right? But it does help in many ways to be able to live a comfortable life. So I'll give you an example. For me, that's $25,000 a month, okay? So I put on there that $25,000 should have me, you know, let me live. It should get me to the point where I'm able to pay for anything I want monthly and off the whim when we get a little bit of time every couple months to travel. That's some expenses, you know, that we could easily pick up and go wherever we want. Number two, I want you to look at your current job. All right. With that monthly salary, so let's say $25,000 a month, what position in your current job makes that salary? And how long is it going to take you to get there? Okay. And this is where I get a lot of clients kick back a little bit, but that's okay, because you're expanding your mindset. You're expanding your mind to where we were raised, like I said, from, hey, we're just taught to get a 9-to-5 job and put our dreams and goals on the back burner. We're taught to do that instead of actually finding a job that puts us where we want to be, right? So, yeah, I do get a lot of kickback from this, but it's okay. It's okay if you feel like, oh, this isn't great value, you know what I mean? Whatever, you know? But you need to seriously, you know, put this aside and literally just ask yourself, you know, is this job I'm in, is it going to provide what I want to provide for my family? And if not, then maybe that's a life-changing decision we need to make, right? Number three, if you're not happy with that decision, okay, what that means is when you realize what rank you need to be at and how long it's going to take you to get there, let's say that let's just say that you worked for a tire place, right? And you wanted to make $150,000 a year. Well, in that position, you may not even get the opportunity to make that much unless you're the owner or maybe a vice president or a co-owner. So, I mean, do you think it's going to take you only 5 years to get there? Or do you think it's going to take you probably 15 to 20 to 30 years, right? Because you're not only spending your whole life in this job, you're going to have to do what you need to show the owner that, hey, I would like to take over this business if you pass away, or if anything happens, I'm willing to be dedicated to be this business no matter what, kind of thing, right? So there's a lot of questioning when it comes to this, because a lot of us spend our whole lives going for one job, you know? A lot of us spend our whole lives just seeking happiness and that salary that we want, right? So the number three, like I said, if you're not happy with it, how could you get to this income, okay? So now I want you to brainstorm on number three. How, if you can't get to that income, and you're unhappy with it, how could you get to that income quicker? Okay? And this is me just kind of asking you questions, you know? I can't give you the answer. I'm not going to give you the answer. need you to do this yourself, okay? How could you get to this income? What that means pretty much is, how can I get to this income in the time frame that I would like to, all right? And number four, learn to create a goal and brainstorm what you're good at, what your niche is, what you really like to do, something that you're gonna do every single day that doesn't feel like work. Obviously, it's gonna feel like work eventually, but I want you to brainstorm and find ideas that something you're good into to start a business. Maybe if you're good at one specific thing, maybe you can just turn that one thing into a business, right? That's, you know, a lot of people don't think about those things because they're literally thinking about their 9-to-5, or they're thinking about their everyday job. They don't really get the opportunity to stretch their mindset to figure out what's possible, right? So number four, I want you to create a goal and brainstorm what you're good at, okay? And that means write it down on a list, everything you're good at, and then ask yourself, is it possible I can turn this into a profitable business, okay? So those are my four steps I would like you to follow and write down on your journal. And remember, it's okay to dream, all right? So why settle for less than you deserve, all right? We're raised in this world to just settle, all right? To put our dreams and goals on the back burner, to do whatever we need to do just to survive, all right? Why do we let other people tell us what we're worth? Why do we do that? Why do we let a job tell us what we're worth? We need to define what we're worth by finding our passion and purpose. And that's what I teach my clients, how to do that. We don't deserve to be told what we're worth. So I want you to ask yourself that question today also. What is your worth? Do you think you're worth then more than 100,000? Do you think you're worth 300,000? Do you think you're worth 400,000? I don't want you to put your current life into the mix. I want you to literally ask yourself, what do you think you're worth? Okay? For me, I think I'm worth millions of dollars, but I also think that life is priceless. I think that we're put on a stage where we literally have to just get up every morning and live a daily life based on what the economy puts on us as worth, and I think it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? We shouldn't place a number on worth. We shouldn't place we shouldn't let people place a number on us for worth, right? So I just want you to take these steps, like I said, going through and it's not about changing your life right now. It's about taking slow steps to get better every single day, right? So, like I said, let's go over the steps again. Number one, I want you to figure out a price of your monthly income that you would like to get to, something outside of this world. So do not put your current job into this. This is literally just, hey, I would like $25,000 a month to be able to go travel and do whatever I want with my family kind of thing, right? Number two, look at your current job. What position in your current job will get you to that price, okay? And if it doesn't, number three, and you're unhappy with number two, how could you get to that income, right? And that's where the brainstorming comes into number four, is creating a goal and brainstorming what you're good at. Because if you can figure out what you're good at and what the niche that you would like to work in, you can start a business. You can pretty much start a business out of anything, right? And if you don't know how to do that, then, you know, Google it, research it, try to find out how to do it. So thank you guys for joining me today. I'm so excited to actually hit my 50th podcast, and I'm glad that you guys are listening to this. So please like and subscribe to it and share it with anybody else that may have some value to this. So I hope you have a great day, and I hope you have a great day. And we will talk to you in a couple of days. Have a great day. Bye.